been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
According to Dr. Luke, the fifth chapter, the 17th verse. We will look at that for a little while and then we'll get on out the way, but the word must go forth.
I must be in church. I'm already on.
St. Luke chapter 5.
Amen.
And verse is 17. You have to say amen.
Wait a minute, sir.
Watch service is at 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. That's at Tuesday, I think, Tuesday night. Wednesday is the first. A new year, 2025. We ain't out of 2024 yet.
No,
but I thank God for bringing us this far.
Chapter 5, what verse?
Verse 17.
17, okay.
You haven't seen me. Blessing all you who all are out.
Amen.
Thank God for who all are out. He said, well, two or three are gathered.
He in the midst. He'll be in the midst.
Yeah, I am in the midst.
He in the midst.
It ain't all about the packed out church.
Oh, no, he in the midst. He in the midst right now.
I'm from a lost church, but, you know, it ain't but a few people that's trying to do something.
For the Lord.
It came to pass on a certain day. As he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. 18, and behold, men brought in and buried a man which was taken with a palsy, that means paralyzed. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him.
All right.
19. And they, when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, talking about the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
They went up the housetop and let him down through the tilling with his couch into the midst before Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And when he saw their faith, this is what he said. And he said unto him, man, thou sins are forgiven thee.
Hola.
And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God?
That's right.
22, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto him, what reason you in your heart? Whether easy to say thou sin be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk.
Oh yeah.
But 24 say, but they that you may know that the Son of Man have power upon the earth to forgive sin.
Yes, he does.
He said unto the sick apostle, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately 25 say, he arose up before them and took up that whereon he lay. And departed to his own house.
Glorifying God.
God.
Yes, sir.
That's what it said.
Glory.
And when they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today.
Amen. Well, that's going to be a hot thing. That's going to be a hot one.
Strange things.
Yes, sir.
If you want to see some strange things, get in Christ. We're talking about a bad situation. We all have been in bad situations. Every now and then.
You're right.
No matter how much you serve the Lord, the devil will knock on your
door. Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
The truth.
If you is a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, because the Bible says in St. John 16:33, write it down. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, but in the world you will have trial and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. St. John 16:33. So whatever you're going to go and meditate, I ain't say read it, meditate on that. Because the word is powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 12:4-20. Because let me tell you something. When we're going through something, we don't want to go through nothing. We want everything on a silver platter. I do too. I ain't gonna lie. I say we.
Right.
But they don't work like that.
No, no.
You must suffer for Christ's sake sometimes, every now and then.
Right.
Every now and then. But God has a way.
I'm
going to say again, God has a way to working it out in some, not way, but some mysterious. I'm trying to
encourage somebody.
Because somebody's going through something this moment.
Yeah.
I'm going through myself, but I'm trying to preach myself. Let me tell you something. When you're serving the Lord, and giving the best of your service, and you know you're doing what's right,
here comes the devil.
Yeah.
Because look over in Job.
Yeah.
In Job chapter 1, it said the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And it said, and Satan came also. In other words, whatever you're doing, don't forget about you serve God, but you got an enemy that's on your hand, on your back burner. His name is Satan the devil. He got some power. He ain't got all power.
No.
Because I read that thing the other
morning.
And the Bible said, God said, have you considered my servant Job? An upright man.
An upright Job.
And he had 10 children. They weren't saved.
Yeah.
No, because he said, let me go to the church every morning and pray for my 10 children. Because I know that they don't something.
Come on,
Pastor.
Tell it.
But soon and very soon, he said, I can't get to him.
All right.
You got to hedge about him. I'm talking about the book of Job, chapter 1 and 2. But the Bible said, and but the Bible said that Jesus told him, go. I'm going to put him in your hands.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you something. Don't touch his soul. And the minute God said that, shoot.
Tell it fast.
So what I'm trying to say.
Tell it.
God and Lucifer was his name at first. That was his best man. That was his right-hand man was saved. But we fighting against, let me say something. This battle is not about me and you. Flesh and blood. In Ephesians, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
You're right.
We wrestling against flesh and blood. No, we not. You're not wrestling with their arm. It's an evil spirit. Paul said, I delight in 7th chapter of Romans 23. He said, for I delight in the law after the inward man. But I see another law warning against the law of mine. You know what? Paul was full of the Holy Ghost.
But he still had to wrestle with Satan. Jesus had to wrestle with him.
That's right.
That wrestle with Satan. But you can't give up the fight.
Right.
Like we said, we got to hold up the bloodstained banner.
Hold
we
it up.
We got to fight until
we die.
That's what we said. Until
we die.
Until we die.
Oh, yeah. That's
we got to fight.
It
don't matter how much Satan throw at you. You throw Jesus back in with the word of God. Because they said, we know who thou art.
Yeah.
Thou art the Holy One of Israel, which shows the way salvation. That the girl down there, telling the fortune, one in 16th chapter of Acts, wasn't it? And he said,
these men
are the servants of the Most High God, which shows the way to salvation. I'm trying to help somebody to let this morning know that no matter what you're going through, God is bigger than Ezekiel 30, in the 14, he said, I made you some.
Yeah.
He had diamonds and pearls and everything in him.
Yeah.
But let's get to the text. Look what the text says. It came to pass on a certain day, as he went teaching, that there were Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees always was trying to attack Jesus. Because they went to some educated school. See, I didn't go to the schools you went to. I went to the University of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's how, you know why? He teaches me how to treat people.
There you go.
See, we can't treat people any kind of way.
Okay.
Because if you do know that the same thing you sow out to somebody else, it's going to come back at you one way.
Another. That was yours.
Amen.
No, that's your turn.
It say, Pharisees, and look what it said, and doctors of the law. Huh?
All right.
Doctors of the law, sitting by, they were watching. See, people always, let me tell you something.
People
going to watch you when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be somebody watching you everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the mall, somebody watching you. You might not see them. They watch you. They gonna watch you because you are what? A product of Jesus Christ. See, when you're a product of somebody that knows somebody.
All right, now.
Somebody that you know that got your back.
That's right.
Because he said in his word, if I'm for you,
who can be against you?
Who can be against you? And he said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. According to his purpose, which is in
Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's Romans 8:28. So we know that God is for us, but God be sitting back trying to just see what we're going to do in these situations. Whatever you're going through, God is sitting back watching. Because don't nothing come before his desk without his approval.
That's right.
Nothing. God watches everything you and I do.
That's right.
And so God is watching us.
That's right.
Huh? Look what it said.
I just said
that. And he said, came out of every town, 5th chapter. Let me see. Out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power, this is what we say now, of the Lord was present to heal them. No matter who came, the power of the Lord was there.
It was there.
I don't care who it is. Let me tell you something. What you're going through, the power of the Lord will deliver you.
It sure will.
God is a deliverer. He may not come
when you want to be always on time. He's always on time.
We get in some mess ourselves, blame God and everybody else. No, we did this our own self. So we got to tough the cross with it. But God will come to your rescue and help you out. You got to listen to me and help you out. God is real, man.
Yes,
the song says, yes, God is real.
Yeah, I'm feeling in my soul. I'm feeling in my soul.
Yes, God is real.
Yes, man.
He's real in my
soul.
My soul.
That is.
Look what it says. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken paralyzed. I'm going to and they sought men to bring now. They was on one accord.
All right.
Yes, they was. Because this man was paralyzed.
Yeah.
I come out of a bad situation. Couldn't do for himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't go to the bathroom for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't pay his bills.
Mm-hmm.
This man was in a bad situation. But he had some friends that were for him. Because they took him around town. Everywhere they went, on the first and third, paid his bills or whatever else. Let me tell you something. When you bleeding, I don't care who you are. No matter how bad you are, you're going to have to pay some bills. You living on this side. You gonna have to pay some bills.
Yeah,
rent or whatever. Yeah. You gonna have to pay some bills.
Oh yeah.
So this boy was in a bad